This is a Fox News alert. Awaiting election results in Georgia, I'm Rich Dennison. Polls have just closed in Georgia, where a runoff election will determine the size of the Democratic majority in the Senate next year.
Voters will choose between Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican candidate Herschel Walker, and in doing so will determine whether Democrats will have a 51-49 Senate majority or control a 50-50 chamber based on Vice President Kamala Harris's tie-breaking vote. During the general election last month, Warnock led Walker by about 37,000 votes out of almost 4 million cast. It was just shy of a majority, which led to today's runoff.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. President Biden was in Arizona today, touring the site of a computer chip plant, highlighting federal investments under the Bipartisan CHIPS Act. Some Republicans have criticized the president for not visiting the southern border during that trip. A jury in New York City has returned guilty verdicts on all 17 counts in the conspiracy and tax fraud trial of the Trump Organization.
Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg says what has been decided should not be taken lightly.
It underscores that in Manhattan, we have one standard of justice for all.
The company could be fined up to $1.6 million, but it says it will appeal this verdict. A companion investigation led by New York Attorney General Letitia James seeks to hold the former president himself to account for misleading banks about his holdings and their value.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Special Counsel Jack Smith, overseeing a pair of investigations related to former President Trump, is issuing subpoenas to state election officials in Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, and Pennsylvania. The Justice Department's investigating potential felonies related to the 2021 Capitol attack and a separate case of classified documents seized at former President Trump's Florida resort. Smith was named special counsel last month. America's listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Health officials are warning of a triple-demic from a number of illnesses spreading across the country.
The confluence of RSV, that's respiratory syncytial virus, as well as regular old flu, and then the looming threat of COVID, which CDC said yesterday is getting worse across the country. 8.7 million flu cases so far, according to CDC this year, 78,000 hospitalizations and 4,500 deaths. They say that is about what a typical season might hold. That means a lot of hospital beds taken up, almost 80% nationwide, according to Health and Human Services.
Fox's Jeff Flock. Duke Energy crews are making progress on restoring power to a North Carolina county where one or more vandals shot up substations, but the repairs won't be complete until later this week. Nearly 36,000 customers were without power in the county, down from a peak of around 45,000. Governor Roy Cooper said today power should be restored by Thursday morning. The FDA is adding another common food ingredient to its list of major allergens.
Starting the first of the year, food products that contain sesame will have to be clearly labeled to show that. Congress passed and President Biden signed into law a bill that makes sesame the ninth major food allergen, joining milk, eggs, fish, shellfish, wheat, soybeans, peanuts, and tree nuts in that category. A food allergy research group says about 1.5 million people are allergic to sesame, but currently it's often referred to on food labels as natural flavors or natural spices, making it hard for those allergic to it to spot its presence in food. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Drones struck inside Russia's border with Ukraine for a second day. Ukrainian officials did not formally confirm carrying out drone strikes inside Russia, and they have maintained ambiguity over previous high-profile attacks. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.